Tommy, of course, has got some nice rides tomorrow, but a lot of interest in the first race with Spend. You've just heard from James talking about Godolphin with the underbidder here. The owners paid $1.55 million, Spendthrift Farm and another group. Tommy, as I say good morning to you, there's certainly been a great deal of interest in Spend. Have you been on him?
Yeah, hey, Andrew. Yeah, I've been on him a couple of times, his preparation, and he's given me a lovely feel. He's come back in great order, and he's matured. It's a lovely type, this preparation. He's had a lot of time to obviously mature, as the Hawks seem to take a lot of time with their two-year-olds, and he's hopefully benefited from that time.
He just looked natural, particularly in that last trial. I know the two trials that we've seen were back in March, but he did it so naturally on that heavy ground back in late March.
Yeah, he's one of those horses. He's just a natural. I was on him in that trial. I think Brent was on him at that stage. But, you know, he showed us nice ability the whole way through. And, you know, he's got to go out there and do it on the weekend. The trials and track work's very different to races. And, you know, he's got a task ahead of him. And we're not sure how good he is yet. But I'm sure we'll know after Saturday.
There's, you know, links with comparison around exceedance and all that sort of stuff. Tommy, have you got any line about, you know, where Spend could be at this stage going into his first run?
Yeah, not really, because as I said, I haven't had a heap to do with him. I've only ridden him in a couple of gallops, and they're only easy pieces of work. So, like I said, we've got a nice opinion of him, but he's got to go out there and do it. And, you know, exceedance, he's obviously only won a maiden at Wyong, but start after that was impressive to show us that he's above average, but this guy's got to go out and do it again and prove himself on Saturday to be in that sort of class.
Mate, Nick O'Shea looks to be a nice ride also tomorrow. The last time you were aboard at Rose Hill, the horse ran really well.
Yeah, it did. Probably went a little bit keen last start, a little bit closer to the speed. So we'll just get him to switch off and try and let him, you know, finish off the last part of his race like he did in his previous few starts. He's a consistent galloper. He doesn't mind soft tracks, and he's going to get a nice run from the barrier, and hopefully he can finish off like he has in the past.
And the feature, the Winter Stakes, first hand on an improving sort of heavy in, maybe into soft tomorrow. Look, he went pretty good the other day.
He did, but yeah, he's a horse who performs better when he gets on the better ground as well. He can handle heavy, but if we get to a soft track or suiting better, he's obviously drawn an ordinary barrier, so he's going to need a bit of luck from there. But there's good speed around us, so we've just got to hope that speed sort of takes us across, and we can get a nice spot, because he's a horse who's got a few tricks. He can be a bit slow away, and he can over race as well. So he needs a few things to go his way, but he's definitely going well enough to be competitive.
Tommy, one thing's for sure, Spend won't know tomorrow that he cost $1.55 million. He just gets out there and he'll have a crack, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we've seen it time and time again. You get a lot of high-priced two-year-olds that don't live up to their price tag, but let's hope this guy's not one of them.
No, good luck. Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.